Sorry, when we both stood up, I thought Scott was going to preach instead for a sec. We're going to have battle of the preachers this morning. Good morning. How are you? Good. Hey, if you have your notepads, go ahead and take those out. You want to take notes. If you have your Bibles, we're hanging out in Romans 6:23 this morning. That's Romans. That's a letter that was written to a church in Rome by Paul, who also went by, he went by Paul when he was in the Roman world, Saul when he was in the Jewish world. That's where we're hanging out today. On my notes, if I'm taking notes on the fill in the blank, here's what I picked up this morning already. I picked up that tomorrow night I have a meeting at 7 o'clock on Zoom with anybody who wants to go to Israel. That's not for a year. Israel, if you don't know, is now officially as a country maskless. They're like, hey, we're done. They're at 80+% vaccinated. They're going maskless. There were parties in the streets. We talked to one of their immunologists about this to make sure this trip was going to be able to happen. And so if you want info on that, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, you can see this beautiful face. You can rate the beauty on Zoom. Thursday night, I've got another meeting. I wrote that one down because we're doing online worship. Hello, my Zoom friends. We love you. If you don't know, outside it's raining, and so the congregation has rainy hair. Just filling you in on what's going on. We want to continue to minister to people on Zoom. We're finding that there's people in nursing homes that can't make it. There's people that are in Florida that the commute would just be too rough on a Sunday morning. And so they come back with the geese. So I jotted that down, that on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, I'm going to be meeting with people going, hey, we want to serve in that way. You don't have to be on Zoom to serve in that way. We're gonna talk about that Thursday. And then I also wrote down that it's Mother's Day. I picked that up this morning. I've got to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. So, Mom, happy Mother's Day. So in light of Mother's Day, I had to start the sermon with, your mama. Right? Why does that stir up what it stirs up? Why are your mama jokes so... Ooh, he went there. By the way, just out of, who has a mom? Okay, to some of you, I'm curious. Like, that's all I've got to say. Like, we'll talk after. Right, no, right, the question becomes, as we look at this, no matter where your mom's at, the yo mama jokes have this, because... Nobody talks about my mom that way. As my mom said it, I brought you into this world. And I'd say, no, you can't. You can't. Not because you can't, but because, like, you are a good, ethical person, and you never do that to your son. Right? But today, as we look at Romans 6:23, I want to take the position societally that's been elevated to... pretty close to holiness. And I want to ask the question, what does your mama deserve? What's your mom deserve? Now, when we look at the text today, Romans 6:23, it says, for the wage. Let's talk wage for a second. For the wage, go ahead and click to the next slide. I did some research on wages. For the wage... of lawn mowing in Indiana, just so you know, the average person that pays to have their lawn mowed in Indiana, which by the way, it's 0.47 acres, average mowing, $50. That's the going wage. Yeah, you can actually tell people's age in the crowd by the loudness of their wow. When I was a kid, it was like $375. $250 for 18 acres uphill, both right? No, right, that's the going wage. Let me break it down this way. If this is your Hoosier home, click. Indiana, if Indiana is your home and you work for somebody for 1 hour, your wage has to be $725 or more. If not, you're breaking a law. That's minimum wage. A wage is if you do this thing, you are owed this thing. Are you with me? This is a cause. Let me show you this, because we mess this up all the time. Sorry, Zoom friends, I'll be back. So I'd be so bold is to actually come back here, and I'm going to walk all the way back here to where Pastor Scott is. Sorry, Pastor Scott. The wage, the effect, the if I push this button, oh, wow. The wage of pushing the button is the lights come on. The wage of pushing it again, hey, Sam, can you override me? See, all of a sudden, that's bad. Are you with me? When I pushed it again, the lights didn't go off. There's something broken in the system. The wage is due. I need to call something external to fix it because the cause and effect ain't working. Everybody tracking? So whenever you have a wage, you've got to have the wage of this thing is this other thing. So let's go back to what Scripture says. The wage of sin is death. See, sin has an effect. This isn't some outside arbitrated thing. The reason we have minimum wage in Indiana is because we went and we said, hold on, the act of putting a seed in the ground, the wage of that should feed me. That's cause and effect. When sin happens, it causes death. This goes all the way back to Genesis, that God told us in the beginning, before we even ate of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, that sin would cause death. Sometimes this is really clear cut, right? If I sin by stabbing someone, you know I'd never stab you. If I sin by stabbing you, you're going to die. Right? The wages of sin is death. So if I mow the lawn and you don't pay me, you actually owe me something. If I sin and I don't reap the wage of that sin, there's something wrong in the system. Are you with me? I mean, we could talk all day long about what is sin. And those inside the church and those outside the church debate it a lot. And even those inside the church debate it. But here's what I know. Take the Bible out of it. Take God out of it. I have some standards that I put on myself that I don't even measure up to. I have some ways that I go, it is just wrong to act that way, and then I act that way. Anybody else with me? Yeah. I look back at it and I go, man, why'd I lose my temper there? If somebody treated me like that, that's, ugh. And then I treat it like that. See, the wages of sin is death. Questions, comments, Clever Antidotes? I want to make sure we get this, because when we miss this as a church, we're messed up. Questions? Being totally serious. So then the question becomes, what's your mama deserve? Death. That was from my own mom's words. Because she knows that one time she sinned. Right? I can only, as her son, I can only point out one time. Is heckling your son's sermon? No, right? We don't like this. We don't like it when we talk about our mom, because our mom, she brought me into this world. Without my mom, I wouldn't have life. She exhibits grace and mercy and love and all these Christ-like characters that we talk about, but my mom still, once or twice, has sinned. And so if the wage of sin is death, then once or twice means it's death once or twice over. And it's not just this temporal death that because of sin we're going to die. It's eternal death. And if even my mom, who I have elevated because she has taught me so much, if the wages of her sin is death, and this is why we don't like the your mama jokes, because if it applies to my mom, then how much more does it apply to me? Because mom's lived here. And man, if I can be half the man my mama is, I'd consider myself good. If I could love half as much as my mother loved me, I've done well by my kids. But still, the wage of sin is death. But a gift is not a wage. A gift, by definition, can't be earned. And I know this gets muddy. Have anybody ever been to a timeshare thing? We're going to give you a free gift for only $19.95. Well, no, then it's not free. It's just cheap. It's just discounted. No, free is gift. It's a redundancy in the translation. If it's free, that means it cost me nothing. This is, all the kids are in junior worship, right? If your kids aren't in junior worship right now, it's your fault. This is why I hate Santa Claus. Not St. Nicholas, Santa Claus. Santa Claus messes this up for people. Who gets the gift? Good boys and girls? Well, no, then it's not a gift. The wages of being a good boy is the gift. Then it's not a gift. That's a wage. Are you with me? Like, right, there are wages in the world. Don't confuse this. If I work hard, I will get wages. If I go to the gym and eat right, I will get muscle. Those are all wages. Those are all transactional. A gift is a gift. It is free. It is undeserved. It is unmerited. But don't for a second think that that means that the gift didn't cost something. See, the gift of Mother's Day breakfast, you know, that's how many moms out there got that breakfast this morning? Still in your white bathrobe with your white linen sheets. The coffee with the perfect amount of creamer. And for some reason, two breakfasts. And this is how it was prepared. Who'd that gift of breakfast? These beautiful kids with their chef's hats. Preparing it in the immaculate kitchen. See, the free gift didn't cost mom anything, but it cost those perfectly pressed children hours of their life. See, it's a free gift to mom, but it cost the kids something. Go ahead and click. Can we be a little bit more honest? Like, this is where we got to wrestle with the free gift. Who'd the gift of breakfast in bed cost? Mom. Probably more than cooking her own breakfast. How long will she be in that kitchen cleaning up her free breakfast? Right? It's important whenever we talk gift that we change our language around it. It's a free gift to me, but it costs somebody something. And the question is, who paid the price? See, this is what Scripture tells us, that the free gift is from God. And that gift is eternal life. And that gift was paid in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That we did nothing to earn it. That we did nothing to merit it, but that it was given freely. So what's your mom deserve? What's your mom's wages? Well, they're the same as you and me and every other sinner out there. It's death. It's separation from God. It's separation from each other, because our sin doesn't just cause physical death. It causes death to relationships. Relationships with each other, relationships with the ground that doesn't quite grow the way that it should. Any farmers with me? Going, man, Eden sure looked good when there were no thorns. But what's the gift to your mom? It's not a breakfast and bed that'll end up costing her something later. It's Jesus. Suffered and died to repair that relationship. And that gift is for moms, and that gift is for the people with a broken heart right now, because they want to be a mom so bad, and no matter how hard they try, it's not in the cards. It's for the people who say, am I a mom anymore because I lost that baby? That free gift is for the dads out there, for the singles out there, for the kids out there, for the elderly out there. When Christ paid the price, he paid it for the whole world. He gave the gift to the whole world. And that's why we pause week after week after week for this time to come together. That was your cue, Scott. That time to come together in worship, to come together and pray, to come together more than anything. Somebody asked me a great question this week. They said, Pastor, why do we meet on Sunday now instead of on Saturday, the way that Sabbath, Saturday, day of worship? Why? Because the fact we want to remember on Sunday is the resurrection, that Christ died on Friday and he rose on Sunday. And because of his gift, we too have eternal life. So let's pray.